Let's get back to some of the headlines. We want to go international now. Man, I got this terrible story, man. It's terrible. Zimbabwe grannies turn to sex work. All of these headlines are coming to you from allafrica.com. That's allafrica.com. I think it's the best source of information for what's happening on the continent as they cover all the 54 nations on the continent. It says the country's plummeting economic fortunes have forced many women and girls to resort to sex work for survival. Lucy Mutusa, 52, is competing with her 28-year-old daughter, Mayday, I think that's how you pronounce her name, and at times with girls as young as 13 to get customers. That's being reported by the Standards. Zolisani and Kobe. That's what she's reporting. Let's go ahead and pull that up. That's from the Zimbabwe Standard. While her peers are busy sharing fables with their grandchildren, nurturing them to be better people in society, Lucy Mutasa, 52, will be selling sex for mealy meal, salt, firewood, and a bunch of vegetables at the legendary Booster area in Epworth. Mutusa is one of many old sex workers in Harare's poor neighborhood who compete with teenagers for men as they sell their bodies for as little as 50 cents to earn a living. In this business, she is competing with her 28-year-old daughter and at times with girls as young as 13. Most of my clients are young boys who normally want to sample the old women. We give them the best such that they continue to come back with their money, said Mutusa during a tour of the Booster area sponsored by the National AIDS Council. Her old face was heavily powdered with dark eyebrows, but the artificial look could not hide her age. Even the way she walks tells that she has seen many battles and has slept with many men for a living. So it's a very terrible story. I'm going to post that in btrcommunity.com. Very terrible story. Again, this is why I don't judge people using laws that are based on a person's interpretation of what's moral and what's immoral. But I tell you, when you are out there struggling to survive, you have people who are doing things that you know they would not be doing if their circumstances were not so dire. And unfortunately, this happens all over the world. This is a story that could just as well be coming out of a major city in the United States. Certainly, you know, we heard about all that sex trafficking that was going on during last year's Super Bowl. And I think that's an issue every year. So I am against slavery and human trafficking as practiced by the United States government. I don't think that people should be put into slavery via the prisons for violating these laws based on a religious moral code. You know, would I want my daughters out there doing that? Hell no, I wouldn't want my daughters out there doing that. All right. But I recognize that, hey, we live in a world where we have a few people who have plenty and a whole lot more people who don't have any. So I don't judge these people. I don't judge these people. And I don't think that they should be prosecuted and put into slavery because society has failed to take care of its most vulnerable populations. You know, and a lot of Zimbabwe's problems are external as well because they have been trying to reclaim their ancestral lands from the descendants of slavers and racists and land thieves. But yeah, that's a story that's coming out of Zimbabwe. Let's see.